It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
Flipped it over, David. I'm Marcy Silman. Washington's 100-year-old state park system faces a very shaky future unless lawmakers can figure out a better way to pay for it. A new report says there's no way the agency can run the state's 117 parks without another source of funds beyond what it gets from visitors. How to pay for state parks is just one question lawmakers have to answer when the legislature convenes in Olympia next month. Jerry Kornfield covers the state capitol for the Everett Herald. He joins me now. Hi, Jerry.
Good afternoon.
Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I did. Thank you.
So 4 years ago, lawmakers decided they were going to make very steep cuts in public funding for state parks. I think almost zero, right?
Well, that was their goal. I mean, not initially. Initially, driven by the recession, they started chopping just to make ends meet for the state. And then it became, what was it, 2007 and then 2009 when they adopted their two-year budgets. At that point, they stated their goal was, you know, we'll give you the means to raise money, go out and raise it, and become independent.
What does that mean, the means to raise money?
Well, they thought they were giving them the means when in 2011 they created the Discover Pass. And, you know, they thought, well, if folks go and they buy $10 for one day or $30 for a year, that they projected would bring in enough money to make up for what was taken away from them. And the general fund, let me back up, the state has this general fund that pays for the day-to-day operations of most of government and a lot of it, like education, healthcare services. They were getting $94 million or $47 million a year out of that general fund, the state parks was. And then it dropped down in the next biennium to 41.5, and then it was 17.3
wow.
million in the 2009. And this last one they adopted in July has 8 million from the general fund. So their idea was, we're going to carve you down to zero. We're going to let you use the Discover Pass and other ways to raise money to offset that.
Well, so this report that came out last month found that the Discover Pass sales are higher than expectations. So why isn't that enough money to fund the parks?
Well, it's the expectations have been lowered.
Oh.
They started it saying that they would raise maybe $30 to $35 million a year, and now they're finding they're raising about $13 million every 2 years. It's just folks the sales haven't met the expectations, and so they're short on that side. Now, the legislature last year has begun to give the Recreation and Parks Commission a little more authority to sign agreements with public agencies, private groups to use properties. They've also changed some of the way they charge fees for campsites, and they're aiming to try to charge a little more for the popular sites, charge a little less for the less popular, and try to draw, you know, users to them, and things that you would expect from the private sector. I mean, I think that's really the message here. The Washington State Park System is being pushed to run itself essentially like a private organization, and what you might associate with a private campground operation or a private theme park operation, you know, to use the state's properties as ways to bring in people who will then spend money that will pay for that operation.
So what I'm hearing you say is that it's not likely that the state parks are going to get any more public money, or at least they won't get a very sympathetic ear from state lawmakers next month.
Well, I mean, it'll be hard. I mean, they just gave them, in the current two-year budget, they're getting $8 million from the general fund, and then a special litter tax that gets used elsewhere is going to be redirected to the parks for the next couple of years. So from the lawmaker's standpoint, we've given you everything that we want to give you. So they probably aren't going to ask for much more money, but they are going to need to get the lawmakers to realize that every 2 years they need to include something from the general fund. I mean, that's the message of this report. Now, in 2 years or 4 years from now, maybe they'll have figured out a way to bring in enough revenue. But at this stage, they're just not there.
Now, these are the same lawmakers who are having to come up with money to fund the state public schools by mandate of the state Supreme Court. How high a priority for them will be the solution to the state parks funding?
Well, I think state parks is going to rank pretty low. I mean, in terms of a immediate sort of long solution, because you're right, they have the education, which is very expensive and long term. They're right now, today even, there's negotiating over a transportation package that would be funded with gas tax increase and other fee increases, but it's on their mind as a priority. And then there, you know, there are always going to be issues that surface. And then, of course, 2014 is an election year, so they don't want to spend too much time together. They don't want to be like last year. They don't want three special sessions. They want to get out and run for re-election.
Oh, boy, Jerry. Well, we'll get to talk with you, I guess, when we get into those not-so-special sessions. Jerry Kornfield covers Olympia for the Everett Herald. Thanks for taking time to talk to me today, Jerry.
Yeah, thank you.
It's The Record with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman.